Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, truly, and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He cares about us in every way of life. And he's coming back. His return is very soon. The theme of all the broadcasts I've been doing lately is called Final Moments. We are truly and sincerely living in the last days. Now, these are the final moments before his glorious return. So that if you want to get in on what God has done for us, believe on Jesus Christ now. Trust him with all of your heart. Do all that's in his heart. Learn his ways. Learn how to contribute. Learn how to go forward. Learn how to win. Now, the last broadcast, we talked about something that has happened. A darkness has formed over the entire earth. When you hear the good news of Jesus Christ, that's the light that we all adore. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the acts of God, that's a light to the world. The works that he did in us, the way that he helps us out, the way that we win in life, it is light. And when people operate according to the living love of God, they expose the darkness that has already covered the earth. Some people love the world system, which is darkness. Some people like the world system, which is darkness. Some people are trapped by it. Some people are unsettled by it. And when they hear God's word, they won't end on what is better. They know that the wisdom of God is much better because they sense the purity of God's word. They want that love that they see expressed. And they want the people in their lives to operate in God's kind of love. They want God's love towards them from others. And then we learn to share God's love towards others that we receive from him. All of this is important. We're in what you call a fallen world. We were born in this fallen world. All the descendants of Adam was born in a fallen world. The Lord did something about our state of being. Because we were born in sin, we have to be redeemed. This is why Jesus came to redeem us. Now, those who listen to the broadcast a lot, you know these things, but there are many people who are just tuning us in. And the Lord wants people to understand his light, his ways. They're not like what you're used to. God doesn't do anybody wrong. He will not sin against anybody. He doesn't play games with your life. But Satan does. And then Satan, all the satanic activity that you hate, all the frustrations you deal with, the racism, the lack of respect, when people try to belittle you or when they don't acknowledge you and it's plain that you're a blessing to people and they don't acknowledge you. This is Satan's ways of doing things. God is not like Satan. He's not like mankind that love the world system. God is not selfish. He's very generous. And he knew that we would need salvation and he set salvation up for us a long time ago. One scripture says that Jesus is the lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. The Lord knew he had a plan to bring order back from the beginning because he saw what could happen. It didn't have to happen, but he saw it, so he made a plan so that if things go wrong, he could redeem mankind and also judge the fall. Now, Satan is the first sinner. He's the father of lies. And he did what Balaam did, the story of Balaam and Balak. Balak was the evil king. He wanted to curse Israel. Balaam was a true prophet, a real prophet of God. And Balak thought that if he could get Balaam to curse Israel, they'll die. He was so desperate. When you read the story in Numbers, it's around chapter 21 or 2, if you want to read it, the story of Balaam, the one that had, when the donkey, the Lord loosed the vocal cords of the donkey and she talked to him. Now, this, when Balaam, he wanted to be paid by Balak. And Balak was desperate. He wanted to curse Israel because there were so many people. And he was afraid of them. See, fear will drive you into a ditch. Everybody who gets an excessive fear, they become desperate and they act to ruin their life. They do things that won't work. But when you have the peace of God, you can make sober decisions. That's not fear-based. All of the decisions based on fear is going to be a problem to you. Whatever you fear, fear has so much torment in it. Don't trust to operate according to fear, like Balak did. Nevertheless, in their dialogue, Balaam taught Balak how to curse Israel. You ever heard the old saying, when there's a will, there's a way? Well, Balak showed him how to do it. But see, when Balaam did that, what was about to fall fell. Same thing happened with Satan. God saw a problem and he put things in motion to counter it. And when Satan fell, a third of the angels fell with him. Now, then God made Adam. And Adam was to choose the way of life. He was already alive to God. But there were two trees. There were many trees in the garden, but two distinct trees. The tree of life was in the garden. But there was that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was supposed to eat off any tree at his pleasure, especially the tree of life. And he was supposed to reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, God can't create sin, but he can create a tree. And it had beautiful fruit on it because God can't make anything bad. But God said, don't touch this tree. Don't eat this tree. He didn't say don't touch it. He said, don't eat of this tree. Eve said, don't touch it. But God said, don't eat of this tree. The day you do, you shall surely die. In order for sin to get in the world, Adam had to do something on purpose against God's instruction. It wasn't just an act of eating a forbidden fruit. It was the act of defiance that brought sin in the world. And because he sinned, everybody born after him was born into sin. It wasn't your fault that you were born in sin, but you are born in sin. But thanks be to God, he can legally save you through Jesus Christ. And that's the only way you can be saved. You can't follow another path. It's not like the talk show host that like to say there are many paths to God. That's not true. And you have one chance to try out whatever you believe. But if you believe on Jesus Christ, you're going to live forever. Now, you don't have to just take my word for it. Go and study God's word for yourself. And you're going to find out there's a lot of history. The Lord taught things from the beginning. And he had to, while he was teaching and preparing for Jesus to come and a nation to come through, he had to hide his plan from the enemy. Even though he boldly said it plainly, he said it in a mystery. And see, wicked people cannot figure out God's plan, even though God made it plain. He put it on paper. You can read it. Sometimes I wonder, why didn't the devil just read what God said and try to, and then figure it out? wicked people think are different. They process information totally different and totally opposite of people who operate in love. When people desire what's true, they can process like God. When you desire what's right, when you want to do what's right, and then you see the light, you'd run to it. You want it. Some people walk to it. Some people hide from it and then crawl to it. But nevertheless, however, when you see the light, you want it. God can notice that, and he will help you out. And he get people to minister to you so you can come out of the darkness that you're in. Jesus Christ is the way he did it. And when we preach his word, we give people hope. And if they believe on Jesus Christ, they have hope and they have a strong future. Hope is for the future. But when they have faith, faith is for right now. You can believe on God right now. You can believe on Jesus Christ right now. And when you do, you're saying yes to the plan of God. And when you say yes to the plan of God and you welcome Jesus Christ in your heart, you know that you confess that his blood washed away your sins and that he arose to justify you. Now you're in the kingdom of God. And all of this suggests not to go back to the evil ways of darkness. And false teachers and false preachers, they teach you can do anything you want and still be in the kingdom of God. You're going to either be in the kingdom of God and do God's will, or you're going to be in the kingdom of darkness and do what the world does and try to sneak in and try to do your own ways that will not work. God will not bless the darkness of this world. And people are born in this darkness. Now, the darkness, Isaiah said in chapter 6, it says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." This is good news. You change when you believe on Jesus Christ from the heart. You have a new heart. So old things are passed away. All things have become new. This is very important. Now, our announcement is this. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And the broadcast is longer than the first 15 minutes that you hear on the radio, on this station. The second part is 30 minutes. It's a 30-minute broadcast, and I want you to hear the whole thing on newlivingletters.com. It's on the audio page. It's on the audio four page. It's four audio pages, and you can listen. Go back and listen to the last few 4 years of broadcast at your will, and everything on this website is absolutely positively free. And please go on there and use the information that God has given. And there are books on the Living Letters page. But be faithful if you're faithful in to learn God's word, it's going to bless your life. It's going to bless you in every way, even financially, because you'll be able to make better choices. You're going to be able to love people that can be hard to love. And you're going to be at peace while you do it. And God is going to give you joy because you're operating according to his word. Some people are going to resist you and not like you because of the darkness. But Jesus Christ overcame the darkness. And for every problem you can have, God can give you relief. But don't just accept the relief from God. Accept it, receive it, and operate in it. But learn the skill of life. And you're going to master everything that has been a problem against your life. And I'm not just selling donuts. This is the truth. So go to newlivingletters.com, audio page 4, and you can hear today's broadcast. All the broadcasts are dated on the first day they air. Now, the thing that God is doing, he's giving us light in a dark world. And people will live because they hear God's word. And they desire to know the truth. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And this is to those who believe on Jesus Christ and those who receive him. This is Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Verse 2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. How does darkness cover the earth? The way people treat each other, the way they respond to each other, the things they talk about, the entertainment they like, what they listen to. If it's not God's word, it is darkness. Everything that's not according to God's word participates in the darkness of the world system that Satan have gained through lies. The world system is, this is the narrative of the world system. It is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And everything, the things that God made, meant people lust after it. The people God made, people lust after it. Lust doesn't help anybody. It has no intent to contribute. Lust is like a fire. It consumes. God didn't make life to be lusted after. God is good, so he makes people to be beautiful. He put beautiful characteristics in all of his people. They're supposed to have parents that teach them God's ways that will help them to increase in the perfect plan of God. But because of the darkness, people don't do what they should do. Men don't treat their families like they should. Some mothers don't train their children like they should. Some parents are even jealous of their children because of the darkness. Lust is like a consuming fire. It destroys everything it touches. Now that's the extreme of lust. And that's what lust will grow into. It starts off, the enemy is just using lust to get you out of the path of life. And if you fall for it and listen to it, it will corrupt you and your heart will become harder. And you'll start hating the things of life and you won't even realize why. All the nations and all the religions hate Christianity. They hate the Jewish people because through the Jewish people, the Lord brought Jesus through the tribe of Judah from Israel. And the enemy hates him. And those that love the world, they also have a problem with the righteousness of God. And they don't even know why. There are whole religions. The teachings of the Muslims hate the Jews. That's why the Muslim leaders sometimes say, death to Israel. Not all Muslims, because Muslims are made up of people. And I want to make something clear. I have to tell people and warn them against the traps of cold religion and unorthodox religion. Unorthodox religion is not ordered by God. It's not sanctioned by God. It's sanctioned by man and developed from the mind of Satan to distract man from God. But every organization, even Christian organizations, is made up of people. Everybody don't agree the same way. Some people are in organizations because of other people. Some people are deceived by it, but they really want to do what's right, and they want to believe what's right, and they want to honor God. Some people, they don't have that kind of love in them. They just don't. And so, if they love the wickedness of the world, they have a problem with life and those that love God. Some people want to be preeminent. They want to be better than others. And anybody that's not like them, they despise them. That's not God's way. In whatever organization you're in, or whatever religion you're in. Now, there is an animosity of those that love the world against those that love what's right. Christianity is a covenant with God. Now, there are also people who become Christians and they're still tares because they love the ways of the world. They know about salvation, they know it's right, but they will not walk in the love of God. And the enemy will lure them out of the light. That's why the Holy Spirit moved on Peter to write 2 Peter chapter 2, and everybody need to read it. And also the book of Jude, which mirrors it, which is the same thing. Jude is written by Jesus' brother, his half-brother Judas. And he wrote the book of Jude. The Holy Spirit moved on him to write Jude. And he also warned us by Paul that when the apostles died, false teachers would arise to weaken the church. The darkness is not limited to just the religions of man, but the darkness has infiltrated people among the church, people that love God. There are also tares among the wheat. This is part of the darkness. This is the attack also. Christian people marry tares thinking that they're Christians. Sometimes people's children are actually tares. Sometimes the parents are tares. We don't know. God does. God knows who belong to him. But when people die, whatever they are, they go to their respective place. Some family members may be missing in your family. Hopefully not. It's not God's will, but God's will is not always man's will. And you have to understand these things. Did you know that in Iran, that Jesus is appearing to many people in Iran that were Muslims or grew up Muslim or forced to be Muslim? Jesus, they wanted what was right. Because organizations are made up of people. Everybody don't think the same. Some people want what's right, and Jesus appeared to many. And I knew that this would happen. I knew that there would be a great revival in Iran back in 1992. One day the Lord said the day will come where 1,000 people will get saved every hour. If you do the math, that's an astronomical amount of people over a short period of time. Because people win people to the Lord by their life, not just by what they say, by the change in them. Because when you believe on Jesus Christ, a change is in your heart. There are people in Iraq getting saved, Iran. These were Muslim nations. But all these nations used to be Christian nations before they were Muslim nations. Because the gospel spread all over the earth. Not every part of it, but in every nation, people got saved and they rejoiced and had the liberty of salvation. But those places had a lot of idolatry. And what happens to Christians? Eventually they die. And who takes their place? Whosoever will. Or people are born. Children don't always follow the footsteps of their parents. Like one lady said, God doesn't have any grandchildren. Everybody who goes to heaven, they believed on Jesus Christ, and he's their father, not their grandfather. Jesus Christ is the firstborn among many brethren. These are very important facts you got to understand. The Lord loves us, and he cares about us. He can't change your will. He can't make you do something you don't want to do. Everybody who believe on him, they did it because they love him. And if you follow on to know the Lord, that's what I'm suggesting that every listener does. Don't just get saved and try to figure this life out. Receive God's word in your heart. Receive God's word inside your heart. I'm going to say it again. Receive God's word inside your heart. And renew your mind. Flow with what God has done. Let the things that he taught you make change in you. Be a blessing to you. Help you grow. Help you understand. Help you see. And you're going to be able to make greater choices. Let the things of life arise in you and be a blessing. This is up to you. The darkness is there. You believed on Jesus Christ and you still live in a fallen world. You have to understand that. Everybody's not on the same page. Just like in other countries, all Muslims don't hate all Christians. All Muslims that don't hate Jesus. When they learn who Jesus is, they get saved and they are considered Christians by God. And they don't follow the satanic doctrines that they were used to. They grow out of it. When a man loves to party, club, and drink and do drugs, they get saved. And they walk out of that life. Some people run out of that life. Some people crawl out of that life. But as they get stronger and stronger, they develop and they come out of that life. And there are residual effects of living from the past. If a person walks completely out of that life, if a person stops smoking all at once, cold turkey, as they say, and never smoke again, that's a miracle. If a person put down alcohol the same way, that also is a miracle. Most people have to learn and receive God's word, and the demons fall off their life. When you fill your heart with God's word, demons fall off your life. When you receive God's word, the troubles of this world fall away. You overcome it. You can drive Satan right out of your life. He doesn't have to be there. Now, all these things are certain. God loves you. He's with you. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You won't be weak anymore as you grow. The process, I've experienced the process of life. I was a sinner before I was a Christian. I know what it's like to be a child. And then I know what it's like to be a Christian. I mean, a sinner. I know what it's like to be a grown sinner. You can do what you want. You're grown. You have a car. You have money. You can go and do wrong if you want to. I know what it's like to be a sinner. And after I got saved, for the first time, I felt the peace of God. And I adored it. I know what it's like to be a Christian. And then I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know what it's like to be guided by the Holy Spirit, taught by the Holy Spirit, even trained by the Holy Spirit. And also, last but not least, used by the Holy Spirit. Everything of God is good and better than the world. Some people have not experienced these things, and they don't even believe in God. They don't know what it's like for God to wake you up and teach you something. Or like the Psalms say, wake you up and give you songs in the night. Or tell you what's going on in the lives of your children, friends, loved ones, family, parents. The Lord has told me things about people to help me help them. That's too valuable to throw away because I believe the darkness of this world. Darkness is always overcomable. You can not only be redeemed, but you can thrive in this life, not just barely survive it. And God can bless you to no end. He doesn't put a limit on how far you can grow, how much you can learn, how much you can of his knowledge you can walk in. Follow him. Give him a chance. Trust him with your precious life. He trusted you. He blessed you with his precious life. You trust him with your precious life. And see if God can't do better with it than all your dark wisdom can. What we learn in this world are limitations, problems, fears, hurts, weaknesses, and darkness in every form. But the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom. And then I've had this to happen. Those who were false would teach and preach. And when they're wrong, I don't always know where they're wrong and how it happened or what happened and where they're wrong in the words that they say. But as I learned from the Lord, I began to see it, my friend, for what it is. God is good. He's to be cherished, not avoided. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.